Ilanta Ryan and several young helpers are digging into a mound of snow with brightly colored shovels.
It is definitely a winter survival kind of day. It's dumping snow.
The Haynesboro Public Library and the Haynes Sheldon Museum are teaming up to offer a week of survival skills classes for kids. Ryan is the education and cultural coordinator for the library. She says the idea is an extension of the Fun Science program she runs. The program gets kids outdoors while they learn practical skills. This afternoon, they're building a snow shelter.
If you're out in the wilderness and you don't have a shelter and you want to spend the night, it just keeps you warmer to go inside and build a snow cave so you can survive the night and not get snowed on.
Shelters like this one keep snow out and heat in. This week, the focus is outdoor winter survival skills, not just shelter building, but knot tying, basic navigation, and fire starting. The mood out in the snow is lighthearted, but the skills these 6 to almost 9-year-olds learn today are potentially life-saving.
I just came here because I needed to practice making snow forts.
Sophia Hedden is in second grade.
My dad thinks it's important because he works on the river. If something happened to him, you could build a snow fort and you could spend the night in there unless it was sunny. Then it just melt.
A snow fort is more than a hole in the snow. The students know to keep the walls 18 inches thick for insulation and structural integrity. There are other tricks, too.
Try making a big pile and then digging a hole. It might take longer, but it makes it better and stable, more stable snow fort.
It's possible to get stuck or lost outdoors, even in known terrain. More people go missing in Alaska each year than in any other state. Haynes Volunteer Fire Department Chief Al Giddings says risk comes with the territory.
For most of it, it's kind of just self-explanatory, just given the location and where we are and the life that we live here.
According to Giddings, Haynes Volunteer Fire Department deployed searches about 9 times this year. The department even has a local search and rescue group under development to respond to increased demand. Knowing basic survival skills can make all the difference while waiting for help to arrive.
Especially for our young people, just geographically from where we live, but also because of the activities that the kids are involved in. A lot of outdoor sports in the wintertime.
This is the first year the library and museum have partnered to offer a winter break survival skills course. It's Elsie Fullerton's first month as the education coordinator for the Sheldon Museum. She says the partnership is a natural fit.
We're both trying to cater to Haynes locals and to provide a service for the community. So I think especially while, you know, in this time where parents are kind of working but kids are out of school, it's like a useful thing to be able to work together on and to support each other on.
That's a different kind of winter survival.
Chips is supposed to light on fire. I hope they won't be too wet, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yolanta builds a fire by scraping magnesium and lighting it. Tia Donbrock and Elias Ryan watch her method.
We're trying to keep a fire going so we stay warm while we're trying to make a shelter. And it's going pretty good right now.
They run into the woods nearby to grab some more fuel for the small flame. The fire crackles and Yolanta adds some larger logs. Heat source secured, Tia and Elias trot back over to help finish the snow cave. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple.